With that, he seized my hair in both his hands and tugged until I yelled with the pain. "Oh, there is water in your eyes," said he as he released me. "I perceive that all is as it should be. But we have to be careful, for we have twice been deceived by wigs and once by paint. Oh, I could tell you tales of cobbler's wax which would disgust you with human nature." He stepped over to the window and shouted through it at the top of his voice that the vacancy was filled. A groan of disappointment came up from below, and the folk all trooped away in different directions until there was not a redhead to be seen except my own, and that of the manager. "My name," said he, "is Mr. Duncan Ross, and I am myself one of the pensioners upon the fund left by our noble benefactor. Are you a married man, Mr. Wilson? Have you a family?" I answered that I had not. His face fell immediately. "Dear me," he said gravely, "that is very serious indeed. I am sorry to hear you say that. The fund was, of course, for the propagation and spread of the redheads, as well as for their maintenance. It is exceedingly unfortunate that you should be a bachelor.